In the gym and in the car, with our advice you could go far. We fuck things up and we make mistakes, and talk about our sexy dates. We host events and go to clubs, but most of all we're still in love. Getting hard for this to rhyme, just as well, cause it's bed hopping time.
Hello and welcome to the Bed Hoppers podcast. My name's Mr. H.
And I'm Mrs. H.
We are running late.
Always.
Always running late. But it's a bank holiday weekend, so we thought, well, we'll actually enjoy ourselves. We had an event. We need to catch up on some sleep, some time together. So this episode probably isn't going to come out when it's supposed to come out. It may be late. It may be late on the same day. It may be the day after. Who knows? But we're going to record it anyway and see what happens, right?
I like that you're looking at me like I'm the reason it's late.
Well, I'm not looking...
Because I'm always late.
I'm not looking specifically at you. It's just that you're opposite me, so it's impossible not to look at you. And when you're as beautiful as you are, why wouldn't I look at you?
Fine. Okay. I'll take the blame. It's fine.
That's cool.
Because I'm always late.
Yeah, well, this is true. You are always late and you found other things to do rather than record the podcast.
Of course.
Which is technically true, right?
Yes.
Also, you've insisted on leaving the door open to the podcast room so that pets can move in and out.
Right.
So you may hear scratches. You may hear like woofs, meows, purrs. Who knows? It's going to be like an animal farm in here, right?
I like having them around me.
Yes, but they are not great for recording.
We haven't got voices for one, babe. Or opposable thumbs. You just can't hold microphones.
But they do have paws and claws, which I can hear pattering around in the room.
They will be good.
Well, I don't believe that for a moment. I can already see Noodle has entered the room and is looking around like she's going to fuck some shit up. Anyway,
excellent.
Let's crack on and see how this goes.
Yes.
I can always throw my toys out the pram about the audio.
And you probably will.
I probably will at a later moment. So what have we been up to? We've been up to some stuff.
We have been up to some stuff. We've been managing to get out there a little bit more again.
A bit more back into the swing of things?
A little bit, we're trying to.
So we went to the Swindon Social.
We did. That was going back a bit.
I mean, this is going back like a few weeks.
Yeah.
However, I don't think we've talked about that. So we're probably not going to talk about that one today.
God, you dream smasher.
I know. We're going to talk about our own event because, you know, me.
And we went to another event.
We did. We went to the Swing Hub PJ Party, which is a lot harder to say than I anticipated.
Swing Hub PJ Party.
Yeah.
You're correct. It's very difficult to say.
Where we wore pajamas and went to penthouse playrooms. Again, we'll talk a little bit about that probably in the next episode, depending on how things are going.
So is this all the things we're going to talk about, but not today in another episode?
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, there is a bit of that. I think it's what I want to demonstrate, right, gentle listener, is that we ain't just been sat on our asses doing nothing.
No.
We have been slowly crawling out of our cave, becoming more social, interacting a little bit more, not much more, but a little bit more, and basically being a bit more out there.
Picking ourselves up again.
Yeah, so those are things that have been happening. But of course, we've had our own black and white ball quite recently that we hosted with the delightful Kate from Wanderlust Swingers.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come on to that. That's going to be the thrust of our topic, right?
I was going to say, in another episode.
In another episode. These are all the things you could have won.
I have to just say one thing about the PJ party, which we'll talk about in a different episode.
All right, okay.
But I just want to point out that it was the comfiest experience I've ever had because I wore slippers all night.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just really happy about that.
I did not wear slippers, but it was still pretty comfy.
What a game changer. Just wearing slippers all night.
Well, that's a good bit of news.
Thank you.
Other thing that I wanted to mention, we've also been making slow but sure progress on your solo date.
We have. And you say slow progress, but in the last, I don't know, 48 hours, it's suddenly ramped up and I've pulled my finger out and just got on with stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
But we'll talk about that in another episode. This is what you could have won. Thanks for tuning in, for listening to something that we're not going to tell you about just yet.
So it turns out we have nothing to talk about today because all of this stuff is reserved for a later episode.
Well, I think that's very early in its sort of organisational stages. There's progress, yes.
Yeah, so, there is.
And the reason I mention this is because I get asked frequently online.
Do you?
I get asked, or we get asked, but technically I respond. You know, what's going on with Mrs. H's date?
Yeah,
when are you
going
to let that happen? And I'm like, when she pulls her finger out of her ass, that's when.
I have made some arrangements. I have made some inquiries. I have been having conversations about everything.
Okay.
More importantly, conversations with you.
Oh, good. That bodes well, doesn't it?
Yeah, because those conversations with you have to happen before anything can happen.
Okay. I have made about as much progress with my second date as you have with your first date.
Oh, shut up. What do you want? Prize?
Yes. I always want a prize. I deserve a prize.
I'm the winningest.
I'm winning at all this stuff.
Or you can have an Easter egg I bought you.
Yay. Thank you. You can have the present that I've bought you that hasn't turned up yet that you don't know about.
In a later episode, no doubt it will turn up.
Yes, we will reveal it in another episode. So the black and white ball, right?
Yeah.
This is the event that we've been banging on about for months on the podcast. It's been slowly sort of building to a crescendo of naughtiness, probably. I mean, I can't back that up, but we've been talking about it a lot either way.
And then it happened.
And then it did happen. And we hosted this event with a delightful Kate from the Wanderlust Swingers. Mm-hmm. And sadly, no Daryl this time.
No.
He's not dead to us or anything. We miss him.
Well, I don't think he is.
He's not. Well, no. I hope he's not. No. I think he's just probably doing all right, probably.
Let's send him a shit in the post to see if he's all right.
You mean another shit in the post?
Yeah. I think send him on weekly.
We have actually sent him a shit in the post.
Not a real one.
No, like a fake shit. That'd be really weird. In the post.
Yes, we have.
Anyways, moving away from that weird corridor of conversation, we had the black and white ball.
Yeah.
So this was a hotel takeover.
Again, another one.
Another one. You know, the UK's second big hotel takeover.
So great. We did it again.
We did it again, you know, because you got to play those greatest hits more than once, right? Yeah. So this was kind of, we had a pre-party on the Friday. Mm-hmm. So people could stay in the hotel if they wanted to, but that wasn't a complete takeover.
No.
On the Saturday, it was a complete takeover.
Yeah.
Right? Complete hotel sold out. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yep. Then we had, we bussed people over to penthouse playrooms.
Yeah.
In Dunstable, and had this awesome party all around the theme of black and white.
Yes.
And then we were really tired. And then then there was lots of saying goodbye to people. And then we went home. The end. Thank you for listening. It's been great. Thanks for helping me into our blah, blah, blah.
It's right. Kind of a whole weekend thing, really.
Yeah.
Even though the main event itself is really just one day. This is Saturday. But all the other things that happen around that event turn into a bit of a whole weekend. Deal for me.
It does, and it does become a little bit consuming because it's such a focus, and we had Zoom calls in advance to sort of help people get to know each other. We've had a Discord chat running for
since the dawn of time.
Well, it's only 5-6 weeks before the event.
It feels like a long time.
But it does feel like it's kind of going on. I'm going to close that one down soon and then move those folks if they want to stay into our Keep in Touch one and all that sort of stuff. So it's been hectic, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of prep. I got my new car. That happened as well.
Oh, unrelated to the actual
unrelated
event,
to
but
this.
Yes, did get a new car.
I did get a new car.
That talks to you.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. But the reason I mention this is because my little car was absolutely laden and packed to the rafters with stuff that we had to transport. Everything from a banner where you can take your picture on or two in front of, whatever.
Goodie bags, swag,
giveaways. Room crawl stuff, because we host a room crawl on the Saturday. Mm. So if you've not been to one of our events or been to a room crawl before, a number of guests sort of step up and creatively decorate or theme their rooms.
Yeah.
And basically people wander around for a couple of hours and they visit these rooms and they might get a drink, they might get a bite to eat, they might get an experience, they might play a game, all this different stuff. We're going to go into the room crawl bit in a minute. But we hosted that. So we hosted one of the rooms as well.
We did.
Because we are perhaps gluttons for punishment. But it's really nice to do that. And we hosted a Harry Potter room.
It
which
was
is really cool.
Magical.
Literally. But that meant that we also had to bring tons of stuff for that as well. So overall, we loaded up my car and we set sail for Luton and Dunstable.
Not on a boat, though.
Not on a boat, but in my car. And then it was just like game on. So we're going to talk you through a little bit of the weekend, some of the memorable moments, some of the behind the scenes stuff.
Cool.
I'm going to try not to, like, I don't want this to be like a Gloaty McGloaterson or Gloaty McGloatface episode, because it's you know, it's talking about our event. And if you weren't there, you'd probably go, maybe I want to hear a little bit about
it's
it.
It's like looking at someone's holiday photos, right?
It is a bit. So we'll try and bring in a little bit of a sexy story to make it worth your while. Mrs. H is going to tell us all about that.
Okay.
And and we'll talk a bit about
coach me through that.
Well, we can give it a try.
In a later episode.
Yeah, in an episode which you're not listening to, Mrs. H will. No, so on the Friday, right?
Yes.
So it all kicks off on the Friday. We get there sort of lunchtime-ish.
Yeah.
And immediately it's go time, right? Because we have got, whilst we've got all the stuff for the bags, for the goodie bags, we have to pack them.
Yeah.
And one of the things we like to do as we run these events with Kate is we like to get a bottle of wine or two or three, haul ourselves up in one of the rooms and just empty all the stuff out and just assemble all the bags. So, you know,
it takes over a whole room.
It does take over a whole room. We crank some great tunes out. We have a bit of a sing song. But it's a really good means of getting us into that spirit, bit of good teamwork. It's quite funny. Although ultimately we all end up with aching backs through bending over bags and stuff so much.
And we hand make them, you know, we just like put a lot into it, I think.
I think, so what was in the bag? Do we want to tell people, give like a couple of things? What might you find in the bag?
We can tell a couple of things. We don't want to give away the whole thing because, you know, each time they are different and each time they are themed
around
the event. So this time, obviously, most of the contents, if not all of them, were themed very much around black and white colours.
So we had a zebra in the bag, a penguin.
And the bags, of course, were also black and white, all very classy, very smart. So typically we pop a couple of sort of sex toys in there sometimes, some sweets of some sort, something to nibble on, some practical things as well. Sometimes we put in there like makeup remover things and just general things that you can make use of during the weekend, as well as something you can take home and maybe play with yourselves at home.
I really like the goodie bags it's a tricky one because it feels like it could be superfluous, right? It could be just a thing that no one really cares about. But I think they do generate a bit of excitement. And I think it's nice as you check in. So if you check in on the Saturday, you get a goodie bag handed over to you. Or if you check in on the Friday, we tend to we've got a number of goodie bags ready. Just come to our room and pick them up.
Early.
And it creates this nice little buzz. Inevitably, there's stuff in there that people have never seen, that they want to try and they want to give it a go, or they don't know how to use it. So it's often quite a conversation starter. And that's what I like about it. Because when you get people together, they start chatting and they do the sort of pre-party or whatever it is, it's like, oh, did you get the goodie bag? Yeah. What's this? What's that for?
Yeah.
How does that work? Have you tried it? And it just gives people a little bit of something to talk about. And I think that's really important.
There was one particular item in this gift bag this time around that did generate quite a lot of discussion, I think. Which was, should we say what it is?
Yeah, you can say what it is.
It was the bondage tape.
Okay.
Which was black.
Yeah.
Now, if you've not used bondage tape before, it's nothing like gaffer tape. It's not sticky.
But it does look like gaffer tape.
It does. It does look very DIY in its approach. But it is a wonderful bit of kit, and it kind of sticks to you but doesn't stick to you, if that makes sense. It's funny stuff. It's quite compelling. I like playing with it anyway because it's just, ooh, this is cool. And it adheres to everything, but then it obviously comes off again.
It adheres to itself.
Yes.
Not to everything. It doesn't really stick to everything.
No, it wouldn't stick to a surface like sellotape would, but it sticks to itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
So not everything then?
No.
Okay.
But it's very cool.
So the one feature that it has is the one feature you got wrong.
Yes.
Okay, good. That bodes well.
So I like it.
It's fun. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, what is it?
Yeah.
How do we use it? All that kind of stuff. So hopefully people have had some fun exploring the bag. But that was cool because I like that sort of running around moment. It's the bit where we all get together, we assemble and then we assemble some bags. and it's just a nice way of easing us into the weekend. And on the Friday night, we host a pre-party.
Yeah.
Or the pre-party. I mean, I guess, you know, it depends on how you want to look at it, but it is one of the pre-parties.
One of the pre-parties.
That's going on. I really like the pre-parties because I think this is our chance to relax a little bit more than the actual night because we're not so much.
We're not hosting as much. It is just if you want to come along, you can. It's not an event where, you know, like a play event. It's a social event.
Yeah.
It's just really fun, but we can also enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those sort of bits where you sort of get to know people a bit better. You get to have some good conversations. You get to catch up with the people that are coming along. Not everyone comes along to it, but I think we had a good number. I think we had like 60-odd people that came along to the pre-party.
I got to know some people really well.
Yes, you did, and we'll come on to that in a minute.
Another episode.
But one of the things I really did enjoy is that Kate had organised a number of games.
Oh, yeah, very
and
fun.
There was a bit of Play-Doh stuff going on. Bit like building and modeling, and that was good fun. And then there was a bit of drawing that happened as well. And those drawings, right, because they were on little miniature canvases, ended up in the club on the Saturday night.
So we took them over there
and I placed them around the club and hid them in different places.
Yeah.
So that was quite fun. That was quite good. And people could win a little sex toy and some other bits and bobs. And so there were some prizes. So one of the things about this particular part of the evening or part of the event is that it is purely a social.
It is purely social.
Mrs. H. Purely.
Although we are in the host hotel.
Yes, but that hotel is still open to the public to a certain extent. And we do encourage people to try and behave a little bit within that space, which is why I was so shocked. Perhaps I shouldn't be so shocked, actually, to turn around and find out that you had your tongue down someone's throat.
Wow, that's not strictly true.
Did you or did you not make out with someone?
Yes, I did. Did you not make someone else?
Well, I came over to you because I turned around and you were making out with someone. Uh-huh. It was lovely, by the way. Uh-huh. Very nice. And
you thought, hell, why not? I'm going to get in this party too.
Well, no, that wasn't my intention. So I came over to be like, what the hell are you doing? By which time I wandered over there and you were making out with their husband.
And then the wife. Well, the wife first and then the husband.
Yeah, and you were just going back and forth between the two.
It was great. What's your point?
Well, my point was...
You got involved.
Well, I did get involved.
Right.
Which was, you know, fine.
Forced by your own petard, Mr. H.
No, it was absolutely fine. But I came over initially to go, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what are you up to? And then I got dragged into your sordid den of...
Oh, dragged into it.
I know, terrible.
Yeah, you look like you've been forced into
but
that
three-way kiss.
But it
didn't stop there,
kiss.
Did it?
Yeah,
did it,
no,
wife?
No,
no,
didn't.
You ended up kissing some other people.
Maybe.
Yes? Well, what did you get up to on that night then?
I like the pre-party for reasons.
All right. Okay. So,
well, okay. Let's just point out firstly that the area itself is not accessible by anyone. It is reserved for our guests. Even though the hotel itself does still have other people staying in it, the area we have for our little drinks party is just for our guests.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I just want to make that clear.
Okay.
It's not like there was some family trying to enjoy gammon and chips in the corner. I was genuinely in our cordoned off area, which was reserved for us.
Okay. Keep going. This is interesting.
Is it really? Okay. And so, you know, as the evening goes on, it's fair to say drinks are flowing.
Yeah.
And everyone's getting, you know, a little bit in a party mood because they're excited about the day after. You know, people haven't seen each other for a while, maybe, and it's hard not to get into that spirit of things. And I had a conversation with a lovely lady who marched up to me and then looked at me a few more times and then kind of just leaned in for a kiss. You know, I'm not going to turn her down. So, you know, I reciprocated with said kiss.
Oh, I see.
Quite a bit. Yeah, because it was a really nice kiss. And then I threw caution to the wind and thought, fuck this. I know you've seen me. I know other people have seen me. No one seemed to be really offended.
I think no one was surprised.
Nobody was surprised.
The setter of the rules breaks her own rules.
I didn't set any rules per se for that evening.
Okay.
Because it's pointless, right, for that particular evening.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm. And then you kissed some other people.
I did. Yes, I did kiss some other
you
people.
You harlot.
Maybe just four in total.
In fact, it was just four in total. You sure it was
just
four?
Yes, I'm quite sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What happened there then?
Well, of course, it was very lovely kissing a lady. And then her husband was also there. And he was really, really young as well. So, of course, I kissed him. You came along and I wanted you to enjoy this too. And you did enjoy it. You got involved, which is hot. I was like, cool. That's now broken the seal. So, and then someone sidled up to me and said, well, you know, my husband was really hoping that he could kiss you tonight. And I knew her husband really well. I knew her really well. And I was like, oh, okay. She said, I think you should go find him. He's at the bar. I was like, so he is. So off I trotted to the bar to get a drink.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, then met with the gentleman who then also asked me if he could give me a kiss. And I said, what, in front of the bar staff? And he said, well, I don't think it's something they haven't seen before. And I turned around and there were other people already kissing by the bar.
Okay.
So I thought, well, okay, well, if they're doing it, it must be fine. And so I shared a kiss with him. And then the husband came along again from previously and he got involved too. And then there was another three-way kiss, which was really hot. And then I might well have kissed the other wife as well. Thank you. No further questions, Your Honour. Does that answer your question?
So one of the things that I found quite interesting is that some of the men were saying that they didn't think you're interested in men again.
Oh, this is true. This was said, yes. And I said, well, you're correct. I do really, really enjoy kissing ladies, but actually I do enjoy kissing men too.
So yeah, so
ergo
why Mr. H is constantly in a state of confusion as to where we are on our lifestyle journey.
I think I cleared all the confusion up at night because I kissed both men and women.
Yeah, you definitely
prolifically
made it much simpler and easier for me to understand.
Excellent.
Definitely. The other thing that I should mention actually before we round up the sort of Friday night, one of the things we did during the day was we went and filmed the club. So we did a walk around. So Penthouse Playrooms has made a number of improvements and they seem to be constantly evolving, but they've now, what used to be the dungeon room downstairs is this wonderful sort of couples area that's kind of got a real red sort of fiery theme. Yeah, a little bit tantric-y. And it kind of goes out into a sort of half in, half out piece that's out there as well. So that was kind of cool.
Area.
Yeah. And upstairs, they've sort of redone the dungeon room and changed it around. So we thought we'd go over there and film it. I'm not sure whether we're going to be able to salvage that because I think the microphones were not working. So we may have a very silent or some very crappy audio version of that talk.
Pop some like words up.
Just pop words up. I think you overestimate my ability to salvage this. Anyway, we're going to try and do that. So hopefully we can do something with it with Kate and put out like a mini video of how Penthouse Playrooms has changed and how they've done a good job. I'm not sure about the plinky plonky music that's in
there. There was a lot of feedback about the plinky plonky music.
In the couples area.
Couples,
I think
area.
That's
The area itself looks beautiful. And so it's a much more chilled environment to go and hang out in if you're a couple.
Yeah.
And there are three beds, I think, from memory in the first part of the room with which are lovely. And there's mirrors everywhere and there's sort of like fake fireplaces on the walls. And it looks lovely. And then in the back area of it, there's just settees and tables. And it looks beautiful. However, the music you're referring to does circulate around that whole big room. And it's a really big room now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's huge. But it's not the same music that is going on upstairs in the main club.
I think what they're doing is they're playing like a YouTube or video clip of these fires on the screens, which looks great. But that also seems to be providing the soundtrack, which is like some plinky plonky
lift music.
It's like music that's destined to take you into middle age, I think was the phrase.
It is quite relentlessly, lift lobby-ish, isn't it?
It is a touch of that. So, but other than that, I thought the change is really good. I know a few people felt that Dungeon has become a bit of a thoroughfare. So
bit of
you
a
just,
show and tell almost.
Well, I think the dungeons can often be a bit of show and tell. But I think in this instance, it connects part of the sort of some of the other separate playrooms to the sort of a corridor, which then goes to the toilet. So people are just walking through.
Yeah.
And there isn't really a set space where people aren't traipsing through all the time.
Yeah,
so it does
agree.
Become a bit of a feat. People do sort of stop.
Goldfish bowl area.
Yeah. And have a bit of a look. So, but actually, I think on the whole, the changes have been really positively done and it
I
feels like
so.
a nicer club.
But I do feel like the club are very open to feedback, hence they've made these changes.
Agreed.
And you're never going to please everybody because some people probably love these changes.
And
you know,
some
maybe
gonna,
these
yeah.
are the changes that some people have asked for. But also I do know the club are very receptive to feedback and probably would really like to know your thoughts. So
we're going to be passing
means,
that feedback back to them. But anyway, we did a bit of a walk around and film around. At the end of the night, at the end of the Friday, so after your make-out sessions with a variety of...
My make-out sessions.
Yeah.
Hang on, let's just unpick this again.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
This is not... I am not culpable solely for my actions. You were involved, were you not?
I mean, there may have been some people I made out with...
I'm going to bring that Wookiee defence in a minute. Chewbacca is a Wookiee. Come on, you were equally culpable.
Okay, I may have done some making out with some delightful ladies.
Yeah.
It's possible
yes,
that happened.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. That's fine.
Thank you.
Okay, all right.
All right, so painting me as some Scarlet Witch here.
Scarlet
you
Witch.
You were also involved.
I don't think you've got the right phrase on that.
Scarlet Woman.
Yes. The Scarlet Witch is a superhero.
Yeah, all right. Bad guy. Well, maybe I want to identify as Scarlet Witch today.
Yeah, I'd be all right with that. So, yeah, it did end up being a really fun night.
Yes.
I think lots of people seem to have arranged stuff sort of prior to the actual evening.
Mm.
So everyone sort of, it felt like lots of people were just firing off into different directions as the night went on and doing their own thing, which is absolutely fine. It's cool. But we ended up sort of hanging around in the bar for quite a bit. And then eventually we hang around with Secret Stag and Secret Vixen. Who he said he wasn't going to be coming along on the Friday. And then he magically turned up that slippery little snake. Anyway, we were delighted. I was all set, right? Because I felt really bad for him. All week he'd been telling us when we were chatting.
He couldn't make it on the Friday.
I can't make it on the Friday. She's going to have to go in by herself.
Aww.
And she
was going to get FOMO.
Yeah, and she dialed up being a bit mean to him. And I was like, I felt really, really bad.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where I had in my basket, and I was like, okay, I got to wait until we've seen her, and then I'll send it. And I was going to send him
some drinks
to him in the house because he was there.
To enjoy alone.
I was like, in my head, I was like, I'm so sorry, dude. We really miss you. Secret Stag, here's your favorite drink. We have sent it to you. I wish you could be here. And that bastard shows up. I'm like, that mother truck. Anyway, that was a wonderful little surprise.
But that was better because he was there.
Because he was there. Anyway, we ended up just chilling out on the bed, just chatting to them for a little bit. There's no naughtiness.
I was
all ready for some naughtiness, to be fair.
I was like,
yay, let's do. But
we were all tired.
Well, I looked at you and Secret Stag, and I think you were already 3/4 of the way into Sleepy Towns.
Oh, we were cuddling.
I know.
And we were sleepy. Actually, to be fair, I would have woken up a bit, but he was super tired.
Oh, so we're blaming him now.
Yeah.
That's Secret Stag.
He's not here.
As wonderful as it was for you to turn up, we are blaming you entirely for the lack of naughty times on Friday.
Correct.
That's
what's happening.
100% that.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. I don't know about Secret Vixen. I think she may have been up for naughty times, but I don't know.
I think she's happy either way because we were just all chilling out and generally just being comfy.
But I don't feel like I can blame her for anything.
No.
Well, at least not that
and
anyway.
Why would you? She's an angel.
Pardon me.
You've got a cough.
I've got a cough for some reason. Mm. I don't know why. Anyways, so that was our Friday night. It was a really fun little intro to seeing everyone again, getting everyone together.
And once again, we stayed up super late.
Yes.
And every time we say, oh, we got a really big day tomorrow. We need to make sure we don't stay up super late. And what do we do?
Well, what made me laugh is that Kate had built this schedule, whichever one it is.
Which was horrific.
Of events.
Like a boot camp.
And it said like packing bags at 8 a.m. in the morning. Now, there was no way that was going to fucking happen.
No.
But we did have a lot to do because we had to set up the club and make sure that was decorated.
Yeah, so we did.
So we went over there and you may have seen our little clip with Kate putting up the banner,
like a time-lapse
and
thing.
Little time-lapse thing. You were putting up sparkly things around the club.
Yeah.
We were decorating it with those pictures that people had made. Yeah. That was really cool.
A lot goes into the sort of setting up, I suppose.
It does.
Because, you know, we add our own touches to the club as well because it is a complete takeover.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's only so much that you can do. I mean, there was only three of us doing this. However, it was nice to get the banner up. It was nice to get some balloons in, to decorate it a bit. Do a bit with it and just make sure everything was okay.
Yeah.
And it's also a good opportunity to check in with the club, make sure they've got all of our demands, you know, blue Skittles only, all that kind of stuff. So go through that with them. That was really helpful.
Yeah.
Then we had to prep our room for the room crawl.
Oh, we had time for lunch.
We had time for a cheeky lunch, which is good.
It is the law.
Well, yeah, we do. We do. We may have gone to Nando's for lunch, which is the law.
It is
all
the law
of these things.
Of penthouse playrooms trips.
It is. So we did that. And then we immediately had to start prepping our room. Because the room crawl was set to start, I don't know, 4 o'clock. And we had to be ready by 3:30.
Yeah.
And so we just went.
It's just chaos.
So this time around, Mrs. H and I were in the penthouse in this particular place, which is really cool. So we had a bit more room. But that also meant there was more things to decorate. So we went through the hotel, through the room like maniacs. You had to shower, right?
I know.
So Kate and I were stood on beds, putting stuff up.
You got your smoke machine.
We got a smoke machine on. That was cool. We had Secret Stag and Secret Vixen helping us as well because they weren't hosting a room this time. And
it was really cool though. It really transformed the room.
So we had a Harry Potter room and we did 4 different potions. So you had to put your hand into the sorting bowl, pull out which one you were going to get. And it would tell, you know, it would give you the Death Stopper or the Fame Brew or whatever it was. And then you'd get a little bottle with a custom label because we're not madmans. Or you'd get the Drink of Sadness, which actually was a Negroni in a skull.
And we pre-made all these cocktails yes. ourselves before
I squeezed
the event.
40 fucking lemons.
You did, yeah, you did. So we made them all in advance. So we weren't shop-bought things, we made them ourselves, which is lovely.
It was really good fun, and we had like envelopes across our... I'm waving my hands around, not that you can see it, gentle Lisa, across up our room. We had like a little frame picture thing of undesirable number one. We had a great poster, all this kind of stuff. So we'd really gone to town on making this feel like a fun little space. We had a little battery candles everywhere.
It was really lovely.
Really good fun. But we were also able to do, we did a bit of a host room crawl before the actual thing started. So we had a look around. Although there are a lot of muggles joining us on this tour. It felt like it wasn't just the host. Anyway, but we were able to see the rooms this time rather than just hearing about them or seeing the pictures. And honestly, the creativity, like room crawl hosts, you fucking knocked it out of the park. So if you're listening to this, well done. Stand up. Give yourself a high five. Give each other a high five. Give us, you know, give yourselves a chest bump and treat yourself to a nice cup of coffee because you've earned it. And if you don't like coffee, then find something that you do like.
I mean, there were 10 rooms, right?
That hosted. So we had 10 rooms.
Including our own.
Including our own. So we had, there was a Mario Kart room, which is awesome.
A Willy Wonka room.
Like a Willy Wonka experience room. Like
oh,
the
my goodness.
Bad Glasgow one that was there. They kind of taken it and run with it, which I thought was great. Yeah, so we had the Easter room with an Easter bunny and a rabbit. Someone dressed up in a vibrating rabbit.
There was a music room.
A music room where you could jam out on instruments and stuff and do a bit of karaoke and things. That was really great.
Speakeasy room.
Speakeasy room where it felt like you'd been transported into like the 20s or
30s. I love that room because they actually did build a champagne like
tower,
where I don't think they actually did pour the whole thing, like, but it would have been incredible. But they did make such a
They both dressed up. They looked great. Everyone put so much effort in it. There was a birthday room with someone celebrating their birthday. And we had a camera room where
that
was
fabulous.
Yeah, that they were helping taking like
arty photos,
like printed photos, like Kodaky kind of thing.
Polaroids,
that's it.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. I'm sure I'm missing tons. But
there was an Australian room.
Oh, the Australian room.
Bluey
themed. Yeah, it was a bit bluey themed. Hammertown or whatever it is. The
it
Hammer
was
Barn.
Amazing.
That's it.
Yeah.
And they had like themed drinks and fairy bread or something. I don't know.
Fairy bread.
Honestly, and if I've forgotten your room, I'm so sorry. There was just so many creative.
It was fabulous.
I loved it. And you know what? I just walking around that as the host before it starts. Because the room crawl, it is fucking manic.
Yeah.
You don't stop. You don't sit down. You're chatting to people, come to your room and you're giving people drinks and you're socializing and you're listening to constant cycles of Harry Potter music.
Alice in Wonderland room.
Alice in Wonderland. That's it.
Don't forget the Alice in Wonderland room.
Well remembered. There we go.
Just fucking my brain.
I'm sure there's others that we've, so apologies if we have forgotten you.
Yeah.
But I was so touched by how much effort people put in, how many little games, how much giveaways, drinks.
It's amazing what you can do with a small hotel room, isn't it?
It
make
just,
it look amazing.
Yeah. And even if you just spent a minute and you went in there and you went, oh, this is cool. And you get a bit of cake or you get a little shot and off you toddle.
Yeah.
And you meet someone else or you just meet the hosts.
So in our
room, perfect.
Everyone who visited our room, I ensured that they got a name sticker this time. Because some of the feedback we had from the last one is that people really wish they could have remembered all the amazing people they met and spoke to. Now, sometimes you might be able to get your phone out and, you know, jot down people's details, but sometimes you just completely forget.
Yeah.
And this time it was really handy to just give everyone a name sticker as they went round. And that way they could at least remember some of the names. I think it helped. Definitely we'll take on board any more feedback that comes our way this time and see if we can improve it all again.
Yeah, I honestly love the room crawl and people. What makes me laugh is it's quite difficult to get people to step up and take part because it's effort. It's you might not arrive until just as the room crawl is about to start, so it doesn't give you much time.
It's stress as well.
It's stress. It's additional costuming or prepping of the room or all this kind of stuff. But actually, all of the hosts were super happy that they'd.
Very grateful
that they'd put the effort in and got to meet people and I love it and honestly I had such a good feeling just wandering around. I was like, fuck me, these people have gone out of the way to make everyone else feel welcome.
Yeah.
And I love that about the community. It was so cool and so much thought had gone into it. Any of the ones where they hadn't decorated their room massively or whatever, it was just a little something that still worked and it just added to the experience. I you know I
I had gluten-free cake.
You had gluten-free cake.
Which in at least three of the rooms. I was very grateful. There we go.
You're very, very well catered for, which is, you've seen, bless you.
It was lovely.
So yeah, honestly, that was one of my most favourite bits of it. I really enjoyed doing that. And then of course, when we had like an hour to not only get our room back to normal, or
so we could sleep in it that night.
So we could sleep in it, but also sort of an hour to get changed, get ready.
Have a little bite to eat.
Yeah. So we literally ordered food to our room.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing about hosting these events. It is fucking manic. Like,
it's full on. You don't
stop.
Get to just do nothing. So there's always something you should be doing. Or
Kate came to our room and she literally had a shower in our room.
Yeah.
We were all sort of wandering around in towels just trying to iron stuff, have like steam stuff and have a bite to eat and like get all the things ready.
Because Kate and I had to go over to the club before everyone else. So we had to make sure we were absolutely ready.
Yeah.
Before everyone else. So,
well, you folks go over and you're part of the check-in process.
Yes, so we go over a little bit earlier.
And you also
sure
take Secret Stag and Secret Vixen who do the tours.
Yes.
Thank you, folks. You did an amazing job. People were very complimentary again about that. So that happens. And then it was just me left in the thing. So anyway, we got ready. Unfortunately, Kate managed to spill some stuff on herself.
Oh, I know.
She managed to get some...
I offered to turn it into like an art installation piece and draw around it, but no.
Well, being a black and white ball, the problem is that you're wearing either black or white.
Yeah.
And when you spill something on stuff that's all white, you really notice it. So, so she unfortunately had that. I felt so sorry for her.
No.
But she soldiered on like an absolute true party maniac. She did it. So we get downstairs and we have like a pre-party, right?
I had 6 minutes of the pre-party and then I had to go. But that's fine. I always know that's the case. And it's absolutely heaving down there
every
time because people are already starting to queue for their buses because there's three buses that go
Three buses. So, there's one bus that does a rotation three times.
Yeah, but you know what I mean?
So what that means is,
different times.
Three different times we can catch a bus. One will get you into the club at 8. One will get you in at like...
8:45, 9:00.
Half past 22 and then one at just gone 9.
Yeah.
And so getting people on those buses, they want to get on as quickly as they can. Or most people do.
They want to get in the club.
And they want to get in the club. So this time around, so the first bus, fine. But people were already getting Ubers to jump the queue to get there.
Arrived before we'd even opened.
Yeah. I was like, well, why are you going now for? You might as well wait. No, we've got an Uber. Fine. Just do whatever it is you want to do and get over there. And, you know, I was like, they may not let you in.
Yes.
Because we're not open.
The difficulty is with that, and I understand why people want to get there super early, but it is difficult because we're expecting the majority of people on buses.
Yeah.
So when other people wander in, not from a bus, we're immediately like, are you just wandering in, chancing getting tickets anyway?
Yeah.
Because you're not looking like you're part of the organised party. So it is adds a bit of extra to the admin processes.
Well,
plus we weren't open.
We weren't open. But I think the other thing is that the buses enable us to control the flow of people a little better.
Staggers things a little bit. So no one has to stand outside in the cold waiting to get in. It's just easier that way.
Yeah. Because we can get you in within 2 or 3 minutes of just the bus arriving. But actually, if people are just randomly turning up, then that makes it a little bit more difficult. That's all right. They went on the buses. So we stayed around. I stayed around in the place and came over on the second bus, told everyone that was remaining in there that they needed to get on the third bus or make their own way over.
Yeah.
Sort yourselves out, folks. That was fine. One of the interesting things was, so Briz Couple had made a spreader bar that was going to be a prize to give away to people.
Yes.
I was wielding that like a baton.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was my self-defense control the crowd stick.
Oh, God.
So I was walking around using it like a cane. It was the power of Grayskull as well. And Sight Beyond Sight, it gave me as the Sword of Omens. It was a number of weapons. People were not allowed to pass, Gandalf style.
Your multifunctional spreader bar.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of,
if it was actually used for its purpose at the end of the night.
It did get given away to a couple that are really into kink and stuff. So I think, I'm sure it will be...
Well, given a well good home.
But for the first couple of buses worth, it was very useful as a crowd control tool. And of course, the thing is that everyone piles into the bus, and then you've got to stop the line, and then people try and push in, and all sorts of because people are just
sounds like a school trip.
It was a school trip, and what I don't want to do is like people to get on the bus, and then for us to drag 10 people off the bus again because that makes no sense.
No.
So that happened. That was fun. We managed to get that sorted out in a relatively sensible way. And then I came over to the club.
Yes.
And that was hectic because
always is.
I think we had something like 260 people in it.
Around about that, yeah.
So we cap it at 260, maybe slightly less by the time you
factor in any
dropouts
and stuff. We don't want it to be so busy that you can't move.
No, the club can hold more, but fuck me, was it rammed. And people, it was great. They were just spread out around the whole club and making use of all the facilities. Lots of people sat outside, lots of people in the couples area.
I think people start playing like pretty much as soon as they get there.
I think some people were
dressing down within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, fair play to you, off you go.
Well, to be fair, I dressed down relatively quickly, but then it was just my little shorts and shirt thing, so it was fine. But it was busy.
Exciting. And food truck was there.
The food truck came along.
And much better this time.
Yeah, so we took
we limited it, didn't we? We took some
stuff off the menu that takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
So actually, they were getting orders out relatively quickly and the wait was much shorter.
Much, much better.
So I think that was a really good...
And it was still enough stuff and people were still, you know, getting everything they wanted. So, but it was much quicker. Yeah. Happy days.
So in terms of the night, we met loads of people. We spent a good few hours, in fact, just milling around, chatting to people, having a bite to eat.
There's a good photo opportunity stand as well in the club that we've put together. We moved it this time so that people would see it. And it's a nice way of just making sure you get a picture of yourselves together looking fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe groups of you if you want. But there are, obviously, we don't encourage the use of phones and taking photos in that club at all. But there are two designated photo places where you can. So we made use of one. Good.
Which was really nice. I think one of the things we found, and we've probably mentioned this before on the show, is actually when you're hosting, the opportunity to build those connections, if you want to play, is kind of limited, right?
Because
you're chatting. It feels
essentially working.
You are working, I think, for at least the good chunk of the night. Mm. I think we tend to give it a few hours, let everyone settle, and then sort of ease up a bit. You do feel a bit like you're being wheeled around like the Pope, like waving at people, blessing them, and then like having a 5-minute conversation, then moving on to the next person. And it's really wonderful to meet people.
But we make an effort to speak to everyone if we can, but it's hard.
Everyone wants to speak to me, so it's so much easier. But it was kind of, we got to about, I guess, about midnight or so. Mm. And we decided that we were going to chill out a little bit more. And we sort of went into a bit later,
actually. I'm sure it was about 12:45. I remember thinking, I'm impressed we've made it this far. Yeah, but we did. We wandered into a little playroom.
Well, it was so busy.
Yeah.
So we were hanging around with Secret Stag and Secret Vixen. I think I'm going to lay this blame on him.
Wow.
He's getting some stick this time.
Why?
I think it was him that suggested that we go to a playroom.
Or is it his fault?
He suggested it.
Okay. Fine.
I mean, that's...
It sound like an arduous thing.
It's not a terrible thing. I'm not calling him any names. I'm laying the instigation solely at his...
I do recall him instigating.
His feet. And I think one of the things is that, like I was saying, because, you know, we're in the club, we are working for most of the night. It's really hard to build new connections. So it was really good to kind of take time out and just hang around with them. And we're very comfortable with them. So I think one of the things that he suggested was, hey, why don't we find a room and all connect together again? That would be wonderful. So we did 2-3 circuits of the fucking club.
So busy.
Every room was rammed. There was no space on the beds. There was, and it was just busy, right?
Yeah.
We finally found this little dark kind of room, which is sort
it was
of,
all right. It was big enough.
It was like a double, like you kind of go in, there's about two feet of space, and then there's like a bed that's fairly high up.
Mm-hmm.
So about the best.
Yeah, right.
So, and it's one of the worst ones where you can lock the door. So we're like, okay, great, sanctuary. So we're in this space, and then what happens? Tell us, you're going to talk us through the sexy times.
Oh, I was?
Yeah, you are. That was your...
Oh, is this, yeah, this is my sexy story?
This is your sexy story, yeah.
Fuck, all right.
Oh, that was, it's a good start. We've got a swear word in, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. I do know that we were short on time because we didn't want to be, you know, away from our party for too long. So I was quite mindful that we wanted to be efficient with our time, but at the same time, enjoy each other.
All right.
This was our first chance to kind of reconnect with Stag and Vixen, actually, for a little while.
Yeah.
I think so. So we got in there and I think you were already dressed down anyway, and me and Secret Vixen were already in our dress down kind of thing, which was really, really hot. Hers had sleeves. Yeah.
There we go.
Game changer, because, you know, she hates being cold.
So I'm sure that cross-hatching mesh kept her well warm.
There's something about keeping your arms covered. It's like, I feel instantly warmer. And it was really hot as well. It looked lovely.
It did look lovely.
Yeah, so anyway.
She will throw this back at my face. You realise this, because I said it a while back that was something that she wouldn't wear. And she's worn it now. And every time she wears it, I swear there is a
in
knock
your
about
face,
yeah.
Mr. H.
Yeah, she did look lovely, to be fair.
Well, as it happened, she was in your face, Mr. H.
She was.
See, I can tell a sexy story.
Can you? When are you going to do that then?
Oh, shut up. Anyway, so we're in this room and I think I actually started things because I sat across Secret Vixen's lap and started kissing her.
Mm-hmm.
I did do that. And so that immediately meant that Secret Stag was like ready, like, because he's like, yeah, things are happening, things are starting. And then I kissed Secret Vixen for a little bit. And then she moved across to you and you on your back and she started giving you head.
No, I don't think that happened.
Shit, have I got it wrong around? Yes.
I think we kissed.
Okay.
And then...
Well, I was busy. I didn't see this bit.
I told her to come up here and by that, she sat on my face, yes, for want of a better phrase.
Okay, well, there you go then.
Which was really sexy because I could see her sort of interacting with you in the background a bit.
Yeah.
But
she was kissing me.
Yeah.
While she was sitting on your face.
Is that how he's saying that, sitting on your face?
And Secret Stag was going down on me.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a terrible sort of problem, is it really, by any stretch of the imagination? So then what happened? Come on, since you're describing everything so well.
Why do you make me do these things? And then she definitely did give you head.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was next to her and we were holding hands, like me and Secret Vixen were holding hands.
Okay.
And I don't quite know why we did it, but it felt like the right thing to do. Her hand was like kind of near your shoulder and my hand was there and we just held hands.
Okay.
And Secret Stag loved that. Yeah, you know, he loved that. He loves that shit. Especially if you can see like the wedding ring. So we held hands for a bit while she was doing that. And then Secret Stag wanted to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right.
I didn't say it like that.
You'd be like, yeah, all right, that'd be good.
Yeah. Anyway, so I turned around and fucked me and I was kissing Vixen while she was then fucking you.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was she fucking me?
On top. Tell me. I can't remember.
So I think for a bit she was on top of me.
She was at first.
At first.
Then you turned around.
And yeah, and I stood up and fucked her from behind.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
See, I knew there was a bit where we were face to face because she was on.
I'm sure this is the sexiest way of telling this story.
I'm sure. I could make it more awkward if I tried.
I think we could go through various details.
I don't know why you put me through these things.
Well, the reason that I'm putting you through this is that, so one of the things about you having a solo date is that you come back and tell me about what's been going on.
How am I going to do it?
I don't know how you're going to do it.
Oh.
So, gentle listeners, if you've got any top tips for recounting sexy stories to your other half.
Well, I could give you a top tip. Don't make me do it. It doesn't come naturally to me.
It really doesn't.
It really doesn't. And this is interesting. It's not even because I find acts of what I've done to be shameful in any way. It's not that. And it's not that I'm embarrassed about any of it. I just don't have the ability to... I'm literate. I can tell. I can use my words. I just can't make them... into something coherent when it's about something that I find it unnaturally difficult to talk about. I don't know how to tell the story and make it sexy without me tying myself up in knots because I don't find it comes easily to me.
Okay. Well, so now that you've gone, now you know what's happened in the story, right?
Yes.
You know the order of things and what happens. Now tell it to us in a sexy way.
No.
Tell us just explain what happened without a pause. Just go on and then without listing what happened, tell us in a sexy way.
That's the only way I know how.
Come on, you can do it. You got this.
I can't.
I can't believe how red you've gone on this one.
Why are you making me do this?
Because this is your training.
I don't want training.
Yeah, you do.
Can I just write it down for you?
No.
I mean, I can read it to you when I get home.
It takes you 20 minutes to write anything.
I'll make you write it for me.
No, I'm not your fucking writer. Although technically I am on many occasions. So come on then.
I just told you what happened.
Yeah, but tell us in a sexy way that's designed to titillate us and make us feel
I
like,
can't
oh,
titillate.
We were part. Yes, you can. So we get into the room, we lock the door. Then what happens?
I kiss Secret Vixen.
Fucking hell.
I find it really hard. To...
Do you? Yes. Okay, that's a good start, right?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then what happens?
God's sake. All right, I kiss Secret Vixen. And then, see, already it's gone up my head. What's happened? What happened next? I find myself wondering what happened next. And I'm trying to remember at the same time, trying to make this into a sexy story for you.
But you can take some liberty with the story.
I can't, because then I can't just make it up.
Why not?
Because that's not true. Then, really? I'm not telling the proper story.
Really?
Hmm.
But that's okay. So you start kissing Secret Vixen, right?
I do.
And then what happens with Secret Stag? Does he like, is that, could you see that he was excited? Did he like that?
Oh, you're good at this.
How could you tell he was excited?
He was erect.
He was erect. So as you're kissing Secret Vixen, you realize that the process of you doing that, the kiss that you shared sparked an interest from Secret Stag, and you could see that he wanted to be part of this because he was already hard and he was already holding his cock whilst you were kissing.
Oh, fuck, you should write a blog.
I should do, right?
So he should write a blog.
But then Secret Vixen leaned over to me and started making out with me, which you found really hot, so it made you touch yourself.
And how do you do this?
And while you were touching yourself, you found that your other hand slipped over to Secret Stag's cock and you were starting to... No?
I can't do these words.
Why not?
I don't know. Right? They're stuck in my head. I can't get them out.
So whilst you saw me kissing her, you saw me whisper something in her ear. And the next thing you knew... Mm-hmm. She'd sidled up and was riding my face, and you could hear me moaning from underneath as she ground on top of me.
See, you're good at this.
I'm not good at it. I'm just telling you what happened.
But you are, because you make it sound sexy, whereas I make it sound really fucking awkward.
Now, did you go down on Secret Stag, or did he go down on you first?
He went down on me first, and I did go down on him.
So did you guide his head down there and help him and show him what you wanted? for the thought process of the gentle listeners, yes, you did. You got your hand slid behind his head and guided him to where you wanted him to be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And did you come?
No.
No, you didn't come?
Mm, no, I didn't come.
So, okay. So then build that in. You knew that you were getting excited and more excited, but you could also tell that he wanted to fuck you. So when he said, "Can I fuck you, Mrs. H?" That's exactly what you...
I'm trying.
I love how red you've gotten this. This is hilarious.
Maybe I'll practice on my own telling a story.
So I can imagine this sort of De Niro style. You looking at me? You looking at me? Style conversation. Yeah.
I find it really difficult.
Okay.
But I don't know why.
But all you're doing is describing what happened.
I know.
You're not making up a story. Although you can, you can make up the blanks of it. Like you can guide it through.
Yeah.
Like I could say, well, and when she came on top of me and she arched her back and grasped your hand really tightly.
Yes.
She looked at me and said that she wanted to fuck me. But first she wanted the taste of me in her mouth. And that's when she started going down on me and held your hand even harder. And you loved the sight of my cock going into her mouth.
For goodness sake.
What?
You're making this very porny.
That's the fucking idea. Anyway, right.
I know.
We had some sexy times. Oh. And then we ended up sitting on the couches. I love why you wafting cold air into your face. This is hilarious. So then we ended up sitting on the couches in Penthouse and hanging around and chatting to people and just really having a nice, like people would drop in, say hello. And it got to what, 2 o'clock?
Oh, later than that.
Later than that.
Yeah. It was like maybe 2:45 when we got back.
And there were a few more kisses shared.
Oh, yeah.
Some really interesting little conversations. And that was really fun.
Yeah.
But I think at that point, I think you were ready to go to sleep. I think you'd had enough.
Oh, it'd been a really long 2 days.
I was like, we can do a...
We knew the club was shutting at 3.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But also, I was like, we could do a thing at the hotel. That'd be fine. It'd be all right. But as ever. That's me. I do my best work apparently at 4 a.m, but not at 4:30, never at 4:30. There's a very fine cutoff line on that. Anyway, so we caught a cab back.
We did.
Helped some people sort out how to use Uber and got people on their way.
By shit, it was cold outside.
It was a bit cold.
God.
The thing, I was sort of wearing this half dressed down, half sort of weird snakeskin trousers that I'd picked up for the event. So that was kind of fun. So we made our way back to the hotel and off we went. And basically, for some reason, we just didn't sleep, did we?
Oh,
it was like the worst. It was like the lightest room known to man.
This happens a lot, though, after the event itself. Yeah. We're so keyed up and running on adrenaline all night.
I think what's happened
by the time you stop, you can't, your brain can't switch off. Your body wants to switch off because it's knackered. But your brain is like, nope, I'm engaged. I'm going to rethink everything that's happened today. And you're not going to go to sleep.
I think what happened was is that you were like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to recount this to the Bedhopper show listeners. And, oh, my days, I'm not never going to be able to do it. And I should write this down. Oh, my God, this is off. Oh, my God.
I don't know how to do this.
We'll send you to like a boot camp.
Please don't.
It'll be hilarious.
Maybe you just can or you can't. You just have the ability to talk dirty or you don't.
I
find it unnatural.
There are many things considered unnatural.
I do. I find it unnatural to have these words coming out of my mouth that aren't kind of me.
Okay, but how would you describe those things?
Like I did.
like a shopping list.
I realise I don't tell it in a sexy way.
No, so do I.
I do understand that. And I cringe when I hear myself saying the words.
Why do you cringe? Like,
because I know I'm not making it sexy and then I worry.
Do you like hearing those sort of stories?
Not massively, no.
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 But you do like reading naughty books.
Yes.
And you like reading naughty comics.
Correct.
And you like naughty audiobooks.
But I don't like someone saying stuff to me.
So
I like reading erotica and I like the written words and I like all of the language that sits within that, but I don't necessarily enjoy being talked dirty to either.
Mm.
So I think there is that disconnect already because I don't like listening to it. Is
it because you don't feel comfortable with the words?
I think it's because I don't like hearing it either. So okay. It feels unnatural to say it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Maybe.
It feels awkward and slightly cringe when I hear it.
Yeah.
And so it feels even more compounded by me saying the things that I find most cringy. It's like, I'm not enjoying this.
Okay, we'll have to send you to porn camp to work this out. We'll have to get this sorted.
But I like reading it.
You like reading it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because I think, because you're reading it in a way that you want to receive that story, that narrative, and it's not something that's coming out of someone's mouth, and you can take it in kind of at your own in your own way. You don't have to listen to it.
I love how red you've gone talking about this. It's hilarious.
No. It's not that I don't find things sexy. It's really not. I just know that the form of communication, I like to receive that.
Okay.
That kind of content, I think.
Okay.
And for that reason, that's probably why I wouldn't listen to someone reading erotica to me. Tune into a naughty podcast particularly because I wouldn't want to hear that myself. So it feels like
I think this
weird.
Just stems back to the fact that you're just not comfortable with certain words.
The words don't bother me. If I read them written down, doesn't bother me. If I say them in a different context, doesn't bother me. But I find it unnatural to say things like, oh my God, it's so hot when you eat my pussy. Like, that's not me.
Yeah, but you don't have to say...
But you know that's not me.
No, but you don't have to say certain words. You could say you find it really hot when you taste me. That's quite a different phrase.
Yeah. Again, it feels awkward coming out of my mind into
all right,
my,
say
my words.
It feels really hot when you taste me.
It feels really hot when you taste me.
All right. It feels really hot when you slide your cock into me.
Oh, I can't
try
do
it.
No,
try
I don't it.
Do it. No,
it.
You got to say it. It's too
no,
late. You got to say it.
I don't want to say it.
You got to say it.
I don't want to say
no,
it because it doesn't
it
feel good.
It does. I can assure you. Go on, say it.
The words don't feel good coming out of
someone
my mouth.
Someone wants this as a ringtone. Do it. Go on, do it. Would it help if I look away? I'm not looking. Go on.
I can't remember what the sentence was.
It feels really hot when you slide your cock into
right,
me.
Okay, okay,
go on.
How about you? It feels really hot when you slide your cock into me.
There we go. How hard was that?
Well, you tell me.
What is it in you right now? So what?
It felt unnatural. No, not your cock. But the words coming out of my mouth then sounded so alien to me. I didn't enjoy saying them and I didn't enjoy the feeling of that sentence leaving me.
Okay.
That was difficult.
This is something we're going to have to explore. So, listeners, is there a phrase? I think we should do this, right? Like whatever they are, trailers, where they do the piss-taking trailers and then they read
honest
things.
Honest trailers.
Honest trailers, that's it. And they get them to read certain phrases. We're going to get people to send in things and you're going to read them.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
There we go. So, please, gentle listener, if you send in a message, email us at bedhoppersuk@gmail.com or whatever it is, and title it Phrases for Mrs. H.
Phrases Mrs. H never wants to say.
Yeah, and then we'll get her to read them out as part of the end part of the show at the back end of it. Because
the one narrative I could probably read out loud without an issue so much is 50 Shades of Grey, because it's so shit anyway, and it is just... literally clumsy narrative strung together.
At least
with awful.
She wrote something.
Yes, but again, written word, I can hear that and hear it in a different way.
And you can say it.
But some of the sentences in that are so ridiculous anyway. I could probably read a few of those without too much issue because they sound nonsensical anyway.
But then the point
like
is
my
though.
My inner goddess is dancing right now as he.
Yeah, but that's because it's
my nipples.
Because it's funny and it doesn't. It's yes. There isn't any actual eroticism perhaps. In it for you. If you're saying something that has a level of eroticism, then you don't like it and you get embarrassed.
I think part of this is because I don't think I could sound erotic. I'm not saying I do because I know I don't. I don't think I have the ability to sound erotic. So I worry. As the words are even forming in my mind about how it's going to sound, because I know it's inauthentic for me to say them.
So,
and already I'm worrying about the way it's going to be delivered to the intended recipient of those words. And I'm already thinking, oh my God, he does not want to hear this because it sounds awful in my head. It's even worse when it comes out of my mouth. It's not going to land well because he's going to think, what the fuck is she talking about? This sounds awful. So I get myself in this awful sort of chaotic word frenzy, and then I just think, oh, I'm not going to say anything because it's easier. I mean, he doesn't want to hear this shit.
But I think there is something to be said for trying it rather than avoiding it completely. But I think there is something about languages that I sit in that little world and I'm quite happy to.
Yeah.
But maybe we just need to get you to practice some weird funny accents and do it in funny accents. And then you're like, well, it can't sound any more silly than that. So when you say it in your normal voice, you're absolutely fine.
Who knows?
And then he slid his cock into my fanny and it was so lovely. See? And then you could say it in your normal voice and it sounds fine. There's no problems at all in this one. Right, ooh, moving on from this one. Well, let's put this one up here.
Please move on from this.
I can't believe how red you've gone. This is fucking hilarious.
It's awful.
So that was the event. Yes. On the Sunday, we've spent... hours saying goodbye to people.
Oh, always.
And it, do you know what? It's really rewarding. People are really grateful for the things that we do and things that we do with Kate. And they're very, very complimentary. But it is like, it's like having your family together and it's great. And it's like this massive, the anticipation and everything and the build up and then the events here and then it's gone. And then there's this horrible moment where you all realize that all of that stuff that you've been leaning towards is over, and then we have to go back to our day-to-day lives.
Our normal lives, yeah.
And saying goodbye becomes really difficult, I find. And it emotionally drains me because, people are, they've had a good time, they're so glad to have been whatever, or they've gone through something and you've helped them, and then you're literally giving them a hug and off they go somewhere else in the country and you may not see them again for months and months and months. You may not ever see them again, but often it's, until the next event or the next thing where we can catch up. And that... It's such a difficult come down.
And it starts early. It starts as soon as you're having breakfast that morning.
Oh, yeah.
Because some people obviously are shooting off earlier than others.
Yeah.
And so that merry-go-round of farewells begins as you're even sitting down eating your breakfast on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And it continues until, and I think it continued to about 1 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
It just didn't stop.
It just went on and on and on and on. And I think, we took time out and went for a bite to eat before we left. And I think that helped.
To get the initial download out of our heads of the weekend.
Yeah. And it was, it's quite a nice little thing. And then some friends phoned us on the way home and that was good. And that helped the easing into normal life.
Calm down.
Yeah. But a lot of people suffer from like that event drop when they get home, and it's for some people, this is the only event they're going to be able to do for months and months and months and months. And the pressure on to make that really good is really high. And then you know, sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't for them. And then they've got this moment where they get back home. It's like, well, that's it for a while now. Now we've either got to dwell on the how we can make it better, or we dwell on the great times that we have and that we can't have until the next one. And that's such a struggle. And I really get that. I do feel like an emotional sponge at the goodbye point, because you get all of those thoughts and processes, and it's quite tricky. So it's always nice to have something else to look forward to. And one of the things we found is that you really need to have a, you know, what are you doing the following weekend? Like, have something in the next weekend, even if it's family or whatever, that you can look forward to.
You need something.
Yeah. We were a bit rubbish. We didn't have anything booked. So eventually get things booked in and people that we could catch up with. And that made the world a difference. But I think had it just been us two for the weekend, I think we'd have been a bit like, oh, flat. This is a bit flat.
It's difficult not to feel flat when you've been immersed in such socializing, really, and naughtiness. But also you're surrounded by, you know, 260, 300 people all weekend. And then suddenly you're like, oh.
And it's just us two and the pets again. Yeah.
Which is fine. But fortunately, also I think the Discord that exists outside of the event spaces are really useful as well, because at least people can still keep in touch that way.
Yeah,
and reminisce about things, share photos of, you know, their happy moments and things like that. And that's really great that is there, because we're a little support network for everyone just to get you through, you know, the next few sort of weeks that happen after events like this.
I love the keep in touch Discord that we run like a couple of weeks before the event. It's like, oh, must be an event on that I'm not going to. Is anyone here?
It's and you get like a few tumbleweed. Yeah. And then it just starts heating up.
And then the keep in touch one becomes the standard for people, and then you go again. And you know, we're working with Kate to see what else we can do and what the next thing will be. And I'm sure we'll have some announcements soon.
Always working on the next thing, aren't we?
There's always something new coming along. And we've got some, you know, there's been a few little events popping up near us, the South Social or whatever, the SS Social.
Yeah, that's in
doing
May.
Some stuff. We've got that coming up.
And some in April, we're going to fly over and see Kate and Daryl.
Yay!
Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So that'll be fun. We've got that coming up. And we've got a few weekends with friends ahead, which is really nice and stuff to look forward to. So wrapping up, I think it went really, really well. Mm. There's some learnings to take out of it, and there's some feedback for various bits and bobs. But broadly, I think people enjoyed themselves. The feedback has been really positive.
Yeah.
I think people have been really complimentary about what we've been doing. So I think that's really cool. It was fantastic to work with Kate as ever. Well done, Kate. Thank you for being awesome. I'm not contractually obliged to say that. I just felt I should.
Okay.
Thank you to all of our friends who supported, all the room crawl hosts who did fucking amazing job. Mm. Our tour host, Secret Stag and Secret Vixen, are available for weddings, bar mitzvahs and parties. Only if they're touring sex clubs, apparently.
Mm.
And thank you to everyone who came along. And if you couldn't get tickets because you waited too long, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that you've had to hear about it. Hopefully Mrs. H reading stuff out.
Oh, I'm sure it made everyone's day.
Has helped. Yeah, I hope that's eased you into the thinking about the event, probably. Right, Mrs. H, do you want to do your thing?
Well, thank you for hopping into our bed. I did have jokes and I can't remember them. Bollocks. No, I can't remember them. Someone at the event actually did tell me a great joke about pirates and I can't remember the fucking joke now.
Was it the what's a pirate's favourite letter?
No, I've heard that before. That's not the joke.
Okay.
And it's something about seas and
R's. You might think it's R, but it's heart belongs to the sea. R. Yeah, it's not that.
Oh, damn it, all day.
Scrabbling along in the dirt for something to say.
No, I'll remember for next time.
All right then.
Because I do want to remember the joke for the next time, but I forgot I was going to have to do it.
Okay.
But it was very good. And when he told me, he was like, oh, I've got a joke for the podcast. I was like, brilliant. I'll totally forget that in 12 hours. And I did. But I will remember.
Okay. But then next time we might have some phrases that people have given you to read out.
Oh, God. Why?